Hey guys, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I am your host, Cash. I'm so excited to meet with you today. This is the last episode of season one. I will be coming back. Yes, I will, for season two. I'm ready to do some research and reach more people and give you guys a lot more content and a little bit more in depth and interview some of my families and friends for their point of view on certain things, because I know that there's going to be a lot of women that listen to this that are in possibly in similar walks of life with me, but it's not the exact same story. So I feel like bringing in some of my friends and family that have been through things is going to be beneficial to everybody. So yes, this is the last episode of this season, and I'm gonna make it sweet, short and sweet. It's called Protect Your Peace. So let's get into it. It's not something that I've mastered just yet. Let me just be 100% transparent. I have not mastered protecting my peace. It's a work in progress, and I feel like it's always going to be a work in progress. But as long as I'm progressing and not sulking in whatever crap it is, then I'm good. So one way that I've been learning to protect my peace is by staying in my lane. And I know you hear that, stay in your lane, nobody else, this path is for you, it's not for anybody else. I know you hear that over and over again, but it's true, y'all. I just think, okay, I don't know where everybody's at, but I'm pretty sure you got horrible traffic sometimes. I'm in Georgia, a couple of minutes away from Atlanta. Atlanta has the worst traffic. The worst. It is horrible. And I remember, I forgot how old I was, but I just remember having a conversation with my mom, like, hey, why is there so many accidents here? People just need to stay in their lane or use their turning signals and there won't be so many accidents. And that, growing up and like repeating that to myself now, I don't know if it triggered it in you, but it triggered it in me. And I'm like, how many times have I, obviously not literally, like, but how many times have I crashed in life because I'm so worried about what lane other people are in instead of focusing on my lane and then on my path? I'm not saying it's gonna be easy. It's not going to be easy, but staying in your path, staying in your lane is going to bring you some peace that you never even knew existed. I'm the type of person that tries to pick up everybody's stuff. Don't know why. I don't even know the proper word for it, but I pick up everybody's stuff. I got a subscription to everybody's issues. And that caused me so much anxiety, honestly, because it's like, so how can so-and-so handle this? And how can so-and-so handle that? And then what can I do? I can't really do anything. I could just be here as a friend. But then I wasn't really protecting my peace. Like, hey, hold up, you know? Just, let's take a step back. Let's see what we could do. Because that's the type of friend I am. I'm not going to leave a friend out there in the dust. But I can't be the person that picks up all their pieces and puts it back together. So something I've been doing to protect my peace is basically, let me see how I can break this down. See it as a puzzle, right? I know peace and peace is not the same thing, but y'all gonna feel this. So see it as a puzzle. All the pieces are on the ground, right? There's one piece missing. My friend's trying to put this puzzle together, but this one piece is missing. So here I come, saving the day with that one piece. I didn't do the entire puzzle for them. I just provided them the missing piece that they needed. That's what I'm working on. Instead of sitting there and building the whole entire puzzle for this person, I'm learning to know that I don't have to be the person that puts it all together. I can help you. I might hand you the last piece that ties it all together, but it's not my responsibility to piece somebody else's life back together. And once I've learned that, and I'm like, hey, I can't tell you what to do. I can't tell you how to run your life. This is what I would do. And whether they take my advice or not, then that's fine. But I used to hold on, like, you should take my advice. Why didn't you take my advice? What happened? Like, do you think I'm wrong? Blah, blah, blah. It was very nerve-wracking, and it would just drive me insane. So, learn how to stay in your lane. And I'm telling y'all, it's going to change so much. Staying in your lane, it's never crowded there. It's your lane. I don't know who's listening to this, but let's say me, Cash, hey, this is your lane. Oh, thanks. Nice lane. Like, this is my lane. Nobody else is going to be in my lane. There might be times, like when you help your friends, that the lanes might intersect, but you know what happens? You continue on your path. And sometimes it might look similar to your friends. Y'all might be on the similar path, but it's not the same exact path. It might be close obstacles that resemble each other, but it's not the same thing. Like, stay in your lane, focus on you, help people. Oh, this is another one, y'all. Oh, help people when they ask for it. This is another one. At work, okay. So I realized this at work. I like to help people. I do. I offer my help often, right? But sometimes I just need to mind my business and allow people to ask for help instead of just offering it all the time. And I'm not saying I see somebody about to drop something and then I'm like, do you need help? No, that's an instant where I will take the lead and offer the help. But there's been other times when you just have to let some people come to you. Sometimes you don't know what's going on, so you can't butt in somebody else's problem or whatever it is. You can't butt in. That's going to drive you insane. Seriously. So I guess that really ties into staying in your lane. But y'all, I'll probably leave y'all with this, because this don't even have to be that deep, because y'all already, I feel like I've said it often enough, but I'm gonna leave y'all with this. If you need a book to read, I'm actually reading 3 books right now, so I'm reading 1984, just because I want to know what's gonna happen with 2020, because I feel like, y'all, if you ever read that book in school, yeah. Yes. Okay, that's enough. I'm reading You Can Do Hard Things by Sherilyn Okala. That book has not came out yet. I'm actually on the launch team for it, and it's pretty awesome. She is speaking to me. If you are on my Instagram stories, then you've seen me talk about this book. You see me quote this book. This book, I haven't even finished it, and it's already, y'all, the intro was dope. That's all I'm gonna say. And then I'm reading It Takes What It Takes by Trevor Moad. That book, y'all, I know I'm gonna probably read that book 3 times a year. No lie. Probably more than that. That book is amazing. So it's called It Takes What It Takes by Trevor Moad. It's, he is like, I don't know if he's considered a mindset coach. What is he? Y'all have to read it, but Russell Wilson, he works with Russell Wilson. They're best friends, and Russell Wilson actually wrote the foreword. And if you're a football head like me, you're going to love this book, because they talk a lot of football talk, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, I get it. It's crazy, because I'm reading You Can Do Hard Things, and I'm like, oh, I relate to this as a mom. Like, I know what she's saying as a mom, as a woman, yeah. But then I'm reading It Takes What It Takes by Trevor Moad and Russell Wilson, and I'm just like, as a football head, this is making sense to me. If you want something to make sense to me, either I have to include numbers or football. You do any of those two, it all makes sense. So, y'all have to read the book. It's just basically talking about staying neutral and how you need to focus on the next step instead of the last step. And that has really helped me. Especially with a lot of the stuff that's going on. Instead of me just being like, well, if I did this differently 3 years ago, then I wouldn't be in this situation. But I'm like, I can't keep beating myself up about how I was back then. All I can do is prepare myself for what I'm going to be for tomorrow. Like, who I'm going to be tomorrow. Where I want to be tomorrow. And as long as I'm moving in the right direction, and I'm not allowing the past to define my future, because that's not what it's supposed to do. You can't rewrite the past, but you can create a better future for yourself. So, I know that's probably not really on the topic of protect your peace, but to me it kind of ties in together. Because I feel like my anxiety stems from my what ifs. Like, what if I would have did this? And what if I would have did that? And what if I do this instead of doing that? And what's going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. And overthinking stuff. That's not protecting my peace. But learning how to stay neutral in whatever situation. They even speak about, and y'all, if y'all don't know, I'm a Patriots fan. They talk about the Patriots in this book. And I'm just like, yes. But they're even speaking about how Russell Wilson threw that ball that Malcolm Butler intercepted, and the Patriots won the touchdown. They won the touchdown. Won the Super Bowl. I don't remember exactly what Super Bowl it was. Obviously, I know they played the Seahawks, whatever. But, y'all, Russell Wilson could have beaten himself up about that game, about that throw, about the choice to listen to his coach. He could have beat himself up. He could have allowed that to keep him down, because that's what people try to do. That's what the media try to do. The sports analysts, they are always quick to bring up somebody's what they did wrong. But Russell Wilson didn't allow that to hinder how he performs. He kept pushing. So that's all I'm saying. When you get to the point where you're neutral, your peace is going, you're going to be in a state of peace, because you're not going to be so focused on the past that you do nothing, and you're not going to be so 100%, you're not going to be so focused on the future, because you're just focusing on what's next, what's the next step. So, I hope this helps you guys. I am going to miss you for the next 2 to 3 weeks, but I will be back with some fire. I can feel it in my bones. I'm so excited to start pushing out this content for y'all. But I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for spending the past 6 weeks with me. I hope you guys are going to come back for season 2. And I guess bye.